Welcome back to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken offers a word on food, and Jody Horn-Leschinski has our Broward Arts calendar. Now, writer and collector Candace Russell talks to contributor Judith Bishop about Haitian art and her new publication, Masterpieces of Haitian Art.
Art reflects society, the history, mores, and pulse of a given country at a given time. Picasso was quintessentially 20th century Spain, just as Rembrandt reflected the Netherlands in the 1600s. The same should hold true for Haitian art, but there's a disconnect. The art is vibrant, colorful, and joyful, while the history of Haiti has been marred by tragedy, earthquakes, hurricanes, flood, and poverty. Scholars have attempted to reconcile this disconnect, and that's part of our focus today on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guest, Candace Russell, is a familiar name in the South Florida arts world. She was a film and theater critic at the Sun Sentinel and an editor at Parkland Magazine. Her new book, called Masterpieces of Haitian Art, is a definitive survey covering the last 25 years. Candace Russell has visited Haiti often, befriending artists and collectors, and all the time collecting and curating exhibits, including one several years ago at the Bass Museum. That exhibit featured the collection of film director Jonathan Demme. Candace Russell, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Judith.
I think that, you know, looking back, we have all eaten in restaurants with original artwork on the wall, and most of us really don't pay much attention to it. But you, however, are quite an exception. If my research is correct, your love affair with Haitian art all started in a Washington, D.C. restaurant many years ago. Can you describe that experience and the impact on your career?
Yes, I can. I was in a dark-paneled, low-ceilinged restaurant in the nation's capital, and it was the kind of dark wood tone atmosphere that would have led me to feel maybe a little claustrophobic and sad. Instead, I felt a sense of joy. By looking all around me, there were these odd-shaped, long, thin, tall, wide paintings, all very joyful, all very colorful. Seaside scenes, people tilling the fields, bright colors. And I asked the owner, "What are these paintings?" And he said, "Oh, they're all from Haiti." Well, even though I lived in South Florida, my only connection to Haiti as a place was the Steely Dan song, Haitian Divorce. So when I got back to South Florida, I was determined to find, what is this thing called Haitian art? And that set me off on a trip to Coconut Grove, where I discovered some Haitian art galleries, fell in love with my first painting, and eventually bought it. The gallery was going out of business. It was by La Fortune Felix. The painting is called Ceremony, and it's pictured in my book, Masterpieces of Haitian Art. So that was the start.
Since then, you have traveled to Haiti several times, where you met and befriended many artists and many collectors. Many of them are featured in your book. Did they all survive that last devastating earthquake, and what kind of an impact did the quake have on their art?
Well, not all of them survived the earthquake, but some of them died of natural causes after the earthquake. So the landscape of Haitian artists has changed greatly. I know that there are artists who have incorporated that tragedy into their messaging or imagery in Haitian art. One of them is a Haitian expatriate artist named Eric Jean-Louis, who used to live in South Florida and now lives in New York. So Haitians are very resourceful in incorporating current events into their artwork.
Who were the giants of Haitian art?
Oh, my gosh. Certainly the grandfather of the mid-century Haitian art renaissance is Hector Hippolyte, who was pictured in my book, Masterpieces of Haitian Art. There are also others such as André Pierre, Jacques Enguerrand Gourgue, Gerard Valsin. The list goes on and on. Missius Stéphane. There are so many. All the sans-soleil artists I would put in the top-tier category as well. And the five originals were Prosper Pierre-Louis, Lavoie Exil, Dennis Smith, Louisiane Saint-Florent, and, oh my gosh, now I can't think of the fifth.
Well, you've given us quite a few. Has Haitian art evolved the way European art and American art has? I mean, can you tell the difference, say, between a Leonardo vintage and an Impressionist vintage and a Picasso vintage in Haitian art the way you can in other art?
I don't think so, but I do think that the Haitians, again, going back to the resourcefulness of them, they are able to incorporate found materials into their artwork. And what I think is amazing and ironic and wonderful all at the same time is that the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere has the greatest visual output of a high caliber, and that includes recycling of oil metal drums and transforming them into artworks such as mermaids or fish or lizards or the sun and the moon, both painted and unpainted metal, is a very great art form within Haitian art. Also, voodoo flags, which came out of the tradition of voodoo ceremonies in Haiti. These are sequined and beaded squares of cloth, hand-sewn to represent the voodoo spirits. A whole pantheon of them influence Haitians' lives in all kinds of ways, from the prosperity of crops to their fortune and romance. So I don't think we can date them quite the way we do or see the evolution of European artists as we do in Haiti. They're too individualistic. And Haiti's a unique case. It's a unique case not only in the Caribbean, but I think in the world.
What is it about the Haitian psyche that allows the joyful, exuberant, innocent, colorful artistic strain to coexist sometimes on the same canvas with the darker voodoo aspects? It seems that they're two divergent strains, yet they can play out on the same work of art.
Yeah, I don't think there's necessarily a contradiction between the two. I think they both come from the same source, which is a profound wellspring of faith and a belief in people's ability to overcome, persist, and determine that they will survive. So I think that survivalist streak is very strong, but faith goes hand in hand with that, whether it's an expression in voodoo or Christianity. So those two things go side by side. Where the interest in color comes from is really unbelievable and unique. It doesn't happen in Jamaica the same way. It doesn't happen in the Dominican Republic, which shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti. So it really is a remarkable feat. Yes, Haiti was colonized by the French and the Spanish. Certainly they had their influence on all kinds of Catholic rituals and voodoo rituals as well, where the voodoo flag tradition reflects that. But it is a unique case. Haiti is a unique case.
It certainly is, and tomes have been written about it and will continue to be.
Yes.
Your book certainly concentrates on the great Haitian artists of the past and the present. What about the future? Who are the young superstars that we should be attuned to?
Well, it's hard to say because many of them are either not painting right now or going into other fields, but some of the undersung artists that I have included in the book, like Joralis Joseph, who won a prize in the Caribbean for his artwork, and was affiliated with Le Centre d'Art, the Center of Art in Port-au-Prince, is one of them. Natasha Philogene, she's from the other side of the island from Port-au-Prince. Françoise Eliasson, who is the wife of André Normile, a very famous Haitian artist. Jalem Buteau and Jacques Valmador, I all think are undersung, underrated artists, but there are so many. Also, there are the painters of the Grand Rue, and they have been developed with Sean Penn's non-governmental organization that has helped them develop their artwork from found materials. So those are certainly rising superstars within the field of Haitian art.
Now, for our listeners who may not be able to go to Haiti to see Haitian art, where are the best places to see it right here in South Florida?
Well, the best places to see it, I have a website, www.haitiana.com. I have a number of pieces of Haitian art there, as does Katie Barr on her website. She used to be based in Delray Beach, but now is totally online at the Haitian Art Collection. And in Key West, there's the Haitian Art Company that is totally devoted to Haitian art. So those are the local places that I know that you can find it. Certainly there are local museums as well, Boca Raton Museum of Art and the Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale have small but select collections of Haitian art.
Great information. Candace Russell, thank you so much for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you.
Candace Russell's new book is titled Masterpieces of Haitian Art, a volume that gives third world art the attention usually reserved for first world collections. It's published by Schiffer Publishing Limited. For more information, you can log on to Candace's website, haitiana.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.